Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and glory to God. Welcome to another Kingdom Builders International Internet Radio broadcast. We give God all the glory and honor, glory to God. We give a thanks to all the callers that have called in and to everyone that's listening over the Internet. Glory to God. And today is the first Tuesday of the month, which our very own apostle, Leonard Emmons, come on every first and third Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m. Glory be to God. Glory to God. And I'm sorry, at 7 p.m. Glory to God. Apostle, are you on the line?
Yes, praise God. Bless God for you, evangelist.
Praise God for
you.
Praise God.
Bless God for you, man of God.
Mark Talk. Praise God for Kingdom, Daughters Kingdom, Builders International. Praise God for the Docs family and on all of the things that the woman of God, the man of God are doing to extend the kingdom. Praise God for just the opportunity to be on the land. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Are you?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello, Evangelist?
Yes, I hear you.
Oh, okay. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. All right, so we're ready to go. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Okay, I can hear you. I'm sorry. Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes, yes.
Okay, my phone is fading in and out, so at this time I yield the line to you.
All right. Praise God again. Praise God for you, Evangelist. Praise God for all of you this evening. We praise God for the opportunity to share the Word of God. Let's start off with an acknowledgement prayer to the Lord. Father, we thank you and bless you for the privilege. We thank you for the grace that you've afforded us, even to be a voice of encouragement, a voice of deliverance, a voice of healing. We bless you and praise you, O God, for the manifestations. And tonight we cover afresh this broadcast in the blood of the Lamb, Christ Jesus. Father, we appropriate the glory of God for this broadcast this evening. We access, Father, the miraculous, the supernatural. We appropriate, Father, the signs and the wonders. Lord God, we, Father, claim open heaven blessings, and we thank you for the angels of God that are working with this broadcast and the angels testifying of the Lord Jesus in miraculous demonstrations and supernatural manifestations. We appropriate and claim the power of the resurrected King of Glory, Jesus of Nazareth, and his Spirit, the Holy Spirit. We yield even to you, Holy Spirit, in this broadcast, and we trust you, Spirit of God, for the symphony of operation of heaven to bear witness of the kingdom. Father, we, in the name of Jesus, we bind up and dismantle. We take authority over anything that would hinder us in this broadcast, that would hinder, Father, the Word of God being released and hinder the people of God receiving and accessing the heavenly blessing. Father, we loose the heavenly manifestations. We loose deliverance. We loose healing. We loose revelation. We loose insight. We loose the apostolic and the prophetic manifestations that bear witness of you, Jesus. We loose the glory of God. And we pray, Father, that you would cause, Father, the power of God to cover this broadcast. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you would hover over this broadcast and that you would so saturate even this broadcast that it would be an eternal blessing even to all of us. We trust you, Holy Spirit, and we decree the Word of God alive, quick, powerful, and that the glory of God is released tonight in Jesus' name. We'd like you to turn in your Bibles to Acts, the book of Acts, the 20th chapter tonight. For those of you, I think it was already noted that this is return to calendar by the grace of God again, and we're in the month of March. I know for you basketball fans, this has been called March Madness. Well, I'd like to call this month March March Miracles, and I want to encourage you to prepare yourself and allow your expectation for this month, throughout the month, to be one that you would allow the Lord to remind you of how gloriously blessed you are. And I want you to just be open, and I want you to think beyond what you can ask or think. I want you to appropriate an expectation for God moving you. Those of you that have been in a place of stagnation, a place where it seems like you've been, you know, just kind of stuck, I want you to see yourself this month of March, moving out of that. In the book of Acts, the 20th chapter, one of our favorite scriptures in the Bible, a scripture that we quote on Sundays at our fellowship, verse 32, and it says that, "Now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." I also would like for you to turn over to Ephesians, the first chapter, praise God. We want to talk about the inherent blessing, the inherent blessings tonight. We have been blessed by God in so many ways, and we want to remind you tonight of how blessed you are. Now, I realize some of us, again, we probably heard hundreds of sermons, hundreds of messages, and some of them have been centered around this thing of inheritance. Over here in Ephesians, the first chapter, and we want to begin our reading at verse. Let's start at verse 3. It says, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us until the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself." Verse 10, "that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him." Verse 11, "in whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things under the counsel of his own will." Verse 12, "that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ." Let's go on. There's a couple of more we have to read. "In whom we also, ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory." Now, There's a lot here. There's enough here to talk for weeks. Of course, we're not going to do that. And hopefully we can just kind of center on the inherent blessing that those of us who have called upon the Lord, that we would be mindful that the inheritance has been executed. We, all of us, have inherited, first of all, of course, salvation, eternal life. And that in itself becomes a glorious beginning. It in itself is a base and a foundation for us to have hope all the time, to know that our Father, God Almighty, has birthed us. He's adopted us. He's received us as full-fledged children. And yet you and I, of course, we're challenged, of course, with many things that seem to suggest that we don't have an inheritance. The scriptures tell us, as we read earlier in Acts 20, verse 32, the writer there, praise God, even this apostle, as he is speaking and declaring the counsel of the Lord, and we note the words that are spoken here, and we see Paul acknowledging in verse 32, and he says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. And once we're built up in the word, then we can see about accessing some of the inheritance. I'm going to read from the Amplified Version. And now, brethren, I commit you to God. I deposit you in his charge, entrusting you to his protection and care. And I commend you to the word of his grace. Praise God, the word of his grace. Glory to God. To the commands and counsels and promises of his unmerited favor. His unmerited favor. He says, it, speaking of the word of God, the word of grace, it is able to build you up and give you your rightful inheritance among God's set apart ones, those consecrated, purified, and transformed of soul. The word of God. The word of God. The word of God. What are you doing with it? Are you allowing the word of God to become the most important document in your life? The word of God. The word of God. Here, he tells us that the word of his grace is needful and necessary for us to be able to appropriate the inherent blessing. We need the word. There's need for us to acquire, obtain. There's need for us to appropriate the word. We need a revival of the word. The word of God now becomes the principal item for us so that we can walk in the fullness of this inherent blessing. Now, turn over to 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. Now, what I'm about to read is to distinguish for some, and some of you, you probably said, well, I can't relate to this. And I understand that. And the 6th chapter of 1 Corinthians, there are great admonishments by the Apostle Paul to the church at Corinth. Now, of course, we see that there are a number of things that are encouraged, and he demands that they be followers of God. He encourages them to embrace the fact that they belong to God and they were members with Christ. In verse 9, it says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?" And I know, praise God, those of you who are listening, glory to God, you are righteous because you've accepted Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus of Nazareth, as your King, your Lord, and your Master. And according to the Bible, you put on the robe of righteousness. And the Bible even says that you have become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And verse 9 also says, "Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." I really like the words that Paul said in verse 11. "And such were some of you." I'm sure some of you, I just went over some of your past and the things that the Lord has delivered you from. It says, "And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Now, again, we see that there are some folk will not inherit the kingdom of God because they don't have eternal life. Now, for those of us who maintain our confession and who maintain our position with Christ, we can expect to experience the glory of God, especially when we it says, "And such were some of you." Turn over here to Galatians, the book of Galatians. And again, we're just looking at a contrast. These, you know, praise God, what we're reading here and looking at, you know, just some, not everything, but a couple of things that, you know, we can take great confidence in that, you know, that this is not going to disqualify us. It says, verse 19, the 5th chapter of Galatians. First of all, "But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law." Verse 19, it says, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Again, praise God, such were some of us. Many of us, you know, again, this is what we were bound by. But praise God for the Lord's mercy and for the word of his grace. There's a saturating, illuminating, refreshing process that every believer inherits from the start. As we embrace eternal life, because our Father loves us so, he takes charge. And he brings us into a place of awareness of our need for the Word of God. The Bible tells us that we are to desire at least a sincere milk of the Word. If you're born again, if you know God, if you have eternal life, if you inherited the life of Jesus, then that means you have a desire for the Word. Now, remember, the Word of God is going to help you and I so that we can inherit promises, so that we can appropriate the inheritance. Now, the inheritance is many times is challenged by these things that we read here in Galatians 5 and also in 1 Corinthians 6. And there are other passages in Revelations where it talks about those that were involved in certain behavior. And when we read the scriptures, we understand that it's talking about behavior that's consistent and constant. We're talking about things that are habitual. And those things are to war against us. And even those things vie, or those things become a major voice against us. And in actuality, these flaws, entities, sins, these things that challenge everyone here and there, they want to keep us out of our inheritance. I'm speaking to, there's some of you, you know, you've been challenged by some of these things, these works of the flesh, these sins. And for some of you, you've been challenged to the point that these things demand whatever time, demand life expressions. And this is not the time to allow any of this stuff to rob you of your inheritance. You know, these works of the flesh, these areas of infirmity, weakness, the sin that so easily beset us, you know, they want to rob us. The enemy sends tares even where the word of God is sown. And as weed seed, These things grow within us. And if we're not willing to allow the Lord to be the gardener, if we're not willing to allow the Lord to purge us, if we're resistant and we want to keep this stuff, it chokes out our spiritual life. And it causes us to not appropriate even the essence of salvation. The Bible tells us in the 14th chapter of Romans, it tells us that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, these are fundamental in the kingdom. Righteousness, the ability, grace, the capacity to stand in God's presence without any feelings of inferiority, that I don't belong in God's presence. This right standing with God is so crucial for our mental, emotional, and our spiritual well-being. If I can't stand in the presence of God because I'm not allowing the chief gardener to get rid of the weed seed and the weed plants in my life, if I would rather have the sin versus the Savior work inside of me, it becomes a major problem. And of course, I will not be able to enjoy the presence of God, because the presence of God will always seem to be condemning. It would always seem to be a place of me feeling guilty, not worthy. I mean, there's a desire of the Father that we would be in His presence all the time. We're not going to be able to have the faith needful and necessary to appropriate the inherent blessing unless we're able to be able to walk with God, to be able to walk in His presence, to be in His presence. Righteousness and peace. And of course we won't have any peace. And when I say peace, I'm talking about this dimension of shalom, the shalom blessing, the tranquility, and the ability to be at rest, even though the storms of life are raging. You know, I won't be able to know God's direction. I won't be able to have the right atmosphere and to maintain the right atmosphere, which is one of the blessings of the kingdom. It's a sad commentary when we as believers, we don't have any peace. And yet our God is called the God of peace. Our Lord is called the Prince of Peace. And if we don't have the capacity to keep our mind stayed on the Lord, if the enemy seems to rob us, then that means that there are tares inside of us, there are weeds inside of us that are choking away our capacity to walk in peace. And again, therefore, we will not be able to appropriate the inheritance. Romans tells us again, righteousness and peace and joy. Well, of course, if you don't have the ability to stand in God's presence, the ability to be able to entertain and enjoy God as your Father, of course, you surely won't have any peace, and there surely won't be any joy, which means now we're going to suffer not having spiritual strength. Not having any strength, because the Bible tells us, of course, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Now, joy is a supernatural gladness. And see, gladness is a supernatural force. It keeps us moving. You'll find that folk who have lost their joy become proverbial couch potatoes, or they're bored to the point that depression seems okay. And so now they're in a prison of depression, despondency, discouragement, despair, hopelessness. There's no hope. You having joy is going to affect your hope. The central components of the kingdom, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, is to keep us in a place where we can always access the Father's love, so that we can have a communication with the Father where he's always able to keep us stable, where we don't feel alone, fragmented, wounded, hurt, isolated. There's a lot of miracles that God wants to do this month. But if you're depressed, despondent, discouraged, sad, and, you know, because of the circumstances, you will invalidate yourself. And you would suggest to God that you're not worthy, that you don't qualify. One of the things that, as we go forward, as we rush to our conclusion today, I want you to look over in Colossians. Colossians. Praise God here. Colossians, the first chapter. Oh, there are miracles that are available, my brother. Miracles available, my sister. In Colossians, the first chapter, the writer Paul says, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who had delivered us from the power of darkness. You delivered from the powers of darkness, and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Verse 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. The enemy wants to keep you sin conscious minded. Which brings me to my next point. A life of repentance is what God calls you to live, my brother. That's what God wants you to do daily, my sister, is continue to be repentant. Live a life of repentance. Keep the sin out. I mean, the Bible tells us that all of us are going to sin. Now, just because that is a fact doesn't mean that we are not to pursue God. Jesus is not coming back for a bride that always says, well, you know, I'm only human. He's coming back for a bride without spot or wrinkle. God expects us to be perfect. We are supposed to grow up. We can't just, you know, settle and compromise and suggest that God has to take us as we are, just without even us pursuing him. And I realize he is going to receive us as his perfected bride, which means we're going to have a lot of blood that is on us, his own blood. Again, we're supposed to live repentant lives, where we're to access and appropriate the blood daily. Let's go to 1 Peter. The blood of Jesus is accessible and it's available for us so that we can be cleansed. 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter. Verse 8, it says, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing. If we're going to experience the inheritance, that means we have to be a blessing. It's difficult to be a blessing, though, if you're bound. If we are allowing the enemy to rule in any area of our personalities, it's difficult for us to be the blessing that heaven demands. Remember now, if you're not an agent of blessing, remember heaven keeps records. Somebody remember the story of Cornelius. He wasn't even a believer. He hadn't even accepted Christ. And according to the Bible, because of his record in heaven, because of his conduct, because of his habitual giving and the type of man he was, he caught the attention of heaven. And there was a memorial that caused heaven to act on his behalf. All of us need to do what we can to establish memorials because of our giving, because of our willingness to be a blessing, so that heaven will respond to us. So that, what? It says, not rendering evil for evil in verse 9, 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called. See, we're called to be a blessing. The activation of our inheritance is linked to us being a blessing. If we really believe this God stuff, we really believe the word, then the word demands that we act the part. Acting the part activates the inheritance. Knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. The kingdom is very well balanced. I can't expect to do just anything the way I might feel like it, to treat people any old kind of way, and expect heaven to reciprocate. This is a month of miracles, my brother. This is a month of miracles, my sister. Just forgive those people, please, tonight. Unforgiveness is one of those things that robs us of the inherent blessing. We see it all through the scriptures. Unforgiveness. It is a major problem within the body of Christ. Bitterness, strife, jealousy, envy. And we all, of course, can have legitimate reasons, supposedly, to feel that way, to think that way, and to function and operate that way. But those are spiritual cancers. It's time. If we want to access the miracle dimensions, it's time for us to let bygones be bygones. It's time for us to forgive that person, to pardon them, to release them. It's time for us to not operate as fornicators, adulterers, liars, cheaters. It's time for us to let those petty things that seem to trip us up and as we relate to people. It's time for us to not be an extortioner. It's time for us to not operate in anger and rage, and it's time for us not to yield to those spirits that causes us to act inappropriately. It's time for us to give those enemies their walking papers. It's time for us to appropriate the nature and the character of Jesus fully, so that we come on, turn. We almost done. Turn over here to Hebrews 6. Hebrews the 6th chapter. It's time for us to grow up. Over in 6. Sixth chapter. Look at verse 9. It says, "But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love." That's what God is looking for. He's looking for folk to operate like him. That really, that gets his attention. That's why Cornelius was blessed. God looked at this guy and said, "Man, this guy's acting like me, and he don't even know me, which ye have shown toward his name." That's what God wants, my brother. That's what God wants. He wants you to take on. You already got his nature. You're born again. Now, let's just act it out in thought and deed, thought and action. Let's be lovers not only of God, but lovers of people. "In that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope and expectation unto the end, that ye be not slothful." He's an enemy, slothfulness. "But followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises." Faith and patience. Faith and patience. Do you have faith, my brother? Do you have faith, my sister? All you need is faith the size of a mustard seed. I know you got that. I'm going to read from Amplified and as we hear it to our close. "In order that you may not grow disinterested and become spiritual sluggards, but imitators, behaving as do those who through faith, by the leaning of the entire personality on God in Christ, in absolute trust." Is this you, my brother? Is this you, my sister? Where you're leaning your entire personality on God in Christ, in absolute trust and confidence in his power. Do you have absolute confidence in God's power? Absolute confidence in his power? Wisdom. Do you really, really, really believe that God is wise enough to get you out of this jam right now? Do you believe he's wise enough to help you to, at this point? Some of us have been challenged with this. And goodness, do you have real confidence in God, that God's really good? Yeah, I realize bad things happen to good people, but there's a need for you to have confidence that. And you got to recognize that the eternal nature of God, he is good. I mean, you got the right cliche, and you talk about the Lord good, and, you know, the Lord's good all the time. But do you really believe that? "And by patience, and by practice of patience, patient endurance, and waiting for now, inheriting the promises." Is this you? Have you really surrendered all of your personality? Have you given all of your mind, your will, and your emotions over to the Lord? Are you really, have you turned your full personality, everything that makes you tick, have you surrendered that to God in trust? Are you trusting him? Now, if you do, then that would mean that you're going to inherit the promises. You're going to experience the inherent blessing. It is going to be your benefit, your privilege. You're going to see the manifestation. It's crucial for you to have someone that you can imitate. It's important for you to have somebody that you can look to for direction and encouragement. Paul even told the folk following him, he said, follow me as I follow Christ. Do you have someone like that in your life? As they would reach for God with everything that they have, and as they imitate Jesus and they're one to be teachers of the word, encouragers in the word. Do you have those people in place? We all need somebody. We all need to have a greater desire and zeal to serve God. We need to be looking at those people constantly. And we need to be encouraged by their lifestyle. We need to be encouraged by their witness for Christ. It helps keep us stable. It helps us reach for the glory. God wants to do miracles in your life, my brother. He wants to do miracles this month, this whole month. This is a miracle month. This is the miracle month. However, we can't afford to get hung up in traffic. We cannot allow the enemy to keep us bound with some philosophy and concept that robs us of the inheritance. It's needful and necessary that we arise in our faith. And it's necessary for us to appropriate the grace of God, and that requires faith. Faith, the willingness to believe without any natural evidence that what you're trusting and believing really works. Oh God, tonight, those of you under the sound of my voice, there's a miracle atmosphere. I decree a miracle atmosphere. If you're willing tonight to repent, I'm moved tonight by the spirit of repentance for some of us, even as you're listening tonight, this is ringing home. The frustration has reached an all-time high. The disappointment in your own strength and how you failed yourself. And you've also seen how others have failed you. Even the systems that you've been dependent on for many years have failed. And God has allowed that to fail. And I pray tonight, I pray that you see God still there. You know, even what the doctors have said, and, you know, they have not given you a good report. And yet, the inherent blessing is that God is the eternal physician. He's the great physician. I mean, there's so many avenues for the Lord to touch. You know, the Bible tells us in the Old Testament that God himself was Israel's treasure. And believe it or not, he's yours too, my brother. He's yours as well, my sister. He's your treasure. The very thing that you might be longing for, it's really just God. I'm talking about the miraculous tonight, really. However, we want to note that there's some hindrances there to keep us away from that miracle flow. I bless God and praise God that tonight, my brother, tonight, my sister, even right there where you are, the Spirit of God is hovering over you. There is a divine presence that's with you, my brother, that's with you, my sister. And that presence and that power that's there has established an atmosphere right there with you. Some of you sense the presence of God. But let us pray, though. There's a need for us to pray. Why? I want you to be aware of this. Turn, finally, our last scripture, over to Acts 26 chapter. Acts 26. Praise the name of Jesus. We see here Paul, as he's recounting, and he's talking about, giving his testimony. He's acknowledging what had happened. And one of the things that he realized, he realized that he had a consistent prayer for the Gentiles. His prayer was to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. So here there was a need for them to receive forgiveness of sins so that they could what? Receive their inheritance. So we can see here from the scripture, there's a connection of us even repenting and receiving forgiveness of sins. And so with that, it's important for us to recognize the connection and the benefit. So let us pray. Father, according to your word, you have an inherent blessing for us. And even you have mandated that we live a life of repentance. Lord, we ask, oh God, right now for mercy. I pray right now with those under the sound of my voice. And Lord, I ask, oh God, that you would have mercy upon us, oh God. And even as my brother, even as my sister, even now acknowledges whatever that has been a challenge in their lives. Right now, we, Lord God, repent of any defilement. We repent of all of Lord God's sins. Lord, whatever it is, we know that your blood, the blood of Jesus, is more powerful than any sin, that the blood of Jesus is the element, Jesus, that you use even for our deliverance and for our benefit. And right now, God, we repent of all sins, all iniquities, all transgressions in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, oh God, that you would have mercy upon us. We pray, God, that you would break, dismantle, destroy every hold of the enemy that has held my brother, that has held my sister captive in her life. I take authority over every ruler spirit assigned. I bind, I tie up, I fasten up every Beelzebub power, every Jezebel power, every Leviathan power, every Python power. I rebuke and bind up any satanic power that has held my brother, held my sister captive in the name of Jesus. And I loose, Father, Lord God, your presence. I ask, oh God, that you would forgive us, cleanse us, wash us in your blood. I pray, Father, that the power that raised Jesus from the dead would be released now. Holy Spirit, be released now. Father, I claim and I decree the miracle working power of God released. I command, I decree the back pains gone in Jesus' name. I decree the liver issues healed. I loose and call forth creative miracles. Father, I praise you and bless you as the creator. And I loose the creator even among those under the sound of my voice. And in Jesus' name, Father, I claim and appropriate creative miracles now. Those of you with bone breakage or bone problems where you have issues with your bones, with brittle bones, in Jesus' name, I decree you well. In Jesus' name, I break the power of the enemy over your life, those of you with arthritis. In Jesus' name, come on, release those that have hurt you. Right now, forgive, come on, release those that have disappointed you, that didn't live up to what you expected. Father, right now, we just forgive all of those that hurt us and misused us, disappointed us right now. In Christ Jesus' name, in Christ Jesus' name, we release right now those, oh God, that in Jesus' name, that did not live up to what they were supposed to. We forgive them now. We forgive them now. In Jesus' name, Father, I rebuke and bind up the spirit of arthritis with my brother, with my sister, in Christ Jesus' name. I break the power of those problems physically, and I loose right now. I decree you heal, my brother. I decree you heal, my sister. Holy Spirit, confirm the word, I pray. Father, we also access the angels of deliverance, the angels of healing. We appropriate the miraculous. We welcome, and Father, I loose the angels right now. Father, I employ them right now, moving mightily on behalf of my sister, moving mightily on behalf of my brother right now. We claim, Father, Lord, miracles, even for the acidity in the stomach, to be dissolved and stopped now in Jesus' name. The gastritis to be destroyed in Jesus' name. The blindness to be destroyed now in Jesus' name. I command you to see. I command you to see that the vision problems are over in Christ Jesus' name. That headaches have stopped in Christ Jesus' name. The throat problem is over. Allow the power of God to flush out and to destroy as the fire of God in your throat. I see the fire of God right now dismantle and destroying the throat problems. In Jesus' name, be healed, be made whole. I loose healing. I decree healing right now. I release miracles. It's the children's bread. I loose miracles right now. The Spirit of God is releasing, moving, operating, and causing the miraculous. Come on, receive that. Welcome that. Embrace that now. I decree it. I prophesy that the healing power of God is working mightily in you, my brother, working mightily in you, my sister. I prophesy, my sister, that the problems in the mouth, in the throat, that's healed. In Jesus' name, the ear aches and the ear infections, I decree them over. Come on, receive that. Welcome that in Christ Jesus' name. Even the bunion problems in the feet, in Jesus' name, I decree that's gone in Jesus' name. Father, we just thank you for the fire of God. Right now, I release the fire of God. I release the fire right now of God. I decree the fire of God now, right now, ministering in Jesus' name. The heart problems are gone. Come on, allow the Holy Spirit right now to do a new thing with your heart, with your blood pump, in Jesus' name. The Spirit of God is at work in you, my brother. The Spirit of God is at work in you, my sister, right now. Come on, receive that new heart. Allow the glory of God to be released. I decree right now, I speak to every proton, every neutron, every connecting building block in your cell structure. I speak to that cell structure now, and I command the cell structure to be healed. I command the cell structure to receive and welcome this miraculous creative power of God. In Jesus' name, I command you to be healed, my brother. I command you to be healed, my sister. Father, even upon those under the sound of my voice that have not called upon you as Lord, I pronounce miracles upon you, my brother, miracles upon you, my sister. Father, we thank you for moving upon those now. And Father, even those now, I pray with those that had not received Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord. Right now, according to the word, my brother, according to the word of God, my sister, the Bible says that Jesus is our atonement. The Bible says that he became the propitiation for our sins, and that he took the punishment that every person in mankind, every human, was to receive. But he came to the earth, and he became our scapegoat and the sacrifice for our sins. And the Bible says that he died on the cross, suffered an ungodly death. The Bible said that he died for our sins. And tells us in Romans the 10th chapter that if we would confess with our mouths the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God has raised him, Jesus, from the dead, that salvation is available. Do you believe that, my brother? Do you believe that, my sister? If you do, repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I believe the Bible, I believe the word to be true about Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus came, that he became my substitute, my sin offering, that he died on the cross at Calvary. And the Bible says that he was raised from the dead on the third day. I believe that in my heart. I believe that tonight, today. And Lord, the Bible says that if I confess Jesus as Lord, that salvation is mine. Tonight, Lord, I receive. At this time, I receive. I believe this, and I receive Jesus as my Savior and Lord right now. According to the Bible, I'm saved. According to the Bible, I'm born again since I've received Jesus. for I have received Jesus. Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Lord, my Master, my King. I thank you that I'm born again. I praise and bless you now that I'm saved.
Okay.
Even the word says that those that call upon the name of the Lord, salvation is theirs. So I thank you that I'm saved now. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, and glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. What an awesome teacher, apostle. Glory to God. We just give God all the praises and honor and glory for tonight's broadcast.
God, all
in
the
Jesus'
praise.
Name,
yes.
Glory. All the praises and honor and glory.
Yes.
At
yes.
this time, if there's anyone on the line that have a prayer request or a comment, please press 1. So we will unmute your line. Glory to God. And also Kingdom Builders International is having their Prophetic Intercessor Conference April the 24th, 25th, and 26th in the Detroit, Michigan area. If you would like information on the conference, you can go to kingdombuildersplaza.org to look up information for the on the conference or to register for the conference. Or if you would like to sow a seed into good ground, you can also sow a seed on the website also. And that is kingdombuilderplaza.org. And glory to God. And if you're on the lines or over the internet and you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior and you do not have a Bible, we would love to send you a Bible or a Bible on MP3. Just go to the website. Let us know. Give us your prayer requests. We would love to stand in the faith fight with you. Glory to God, because we are rejoicing and the angels are rejoicing for the decision that you have made.
Yes.
To let
yes,
Christ be
yes,
the Lord
hallelujah.
And Savior of your life.
Yes,
and it is just so, it's just such an important decision. I know last week I was going through some physical issues. And I was in pain. I'm believing God for my healing. But I have to say, I had peace in the midst of it. And what went out, my
peace,
heart
yes.
went out for people who don't know Jesus as their Lord and
yes.
Savior. And if they have physical, mental, and emotional pain, they can't have the peace that he gives to us.
Yes,
glory to
yes,
God
yes.
By the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, and the inside of us. And that's something in these end times you truly gonna need to hear the voice of God and to have the peace of God no matter what you're going through, knowing that he is your joy and he is your
yes,
strength.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
to God.
Yes,
thank you,
yes.
Jesus. Is there anyone
yes.
on the line that they did have a comment or a prayer request?
Let's go.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Praise the name of
Glory
Jesus.
Glory to God. Well, God, we just
Hallelujah.
Continue to give you all the praises and honor.
Jesus.
And glory.
Yes,
glory be to God.
Yes,
yes.
Yes,
Jesus, if your light will continue to shine through us,
yes,
glory
Lord.
To God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So right now, Father
Hallelujah.
God, in the name of Jesus, take hold and shut up out of the little sea. We just
yes,
thank you
God.
For your love and your grace
thank
and
you,
your
Lord
mercy,
Jesus.
God.
Yes, Lord.
I plead the blood
we
of Jesus over the hands of God, my apostle,
yes,
my
Lord.
Pastor, in the name of Jesus
yes.
and his family.
Yes,
I bind up any
yes,
attacks
God.
Of backlash or
yes,
retaliation
Lord.
That the
yes,
enemy may try to
yes,
send
God.
Out against the men of God.
Yes, God.
I thank you, Father,
yes,
that your warring angels are warring on his behalf and his family behalf in the name of Jesus. I thank you that everything that belonged to them is covered in your blood, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and the enemy cannot penetrate it. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that everything that he meant for evil, that you have already turned it around for the good in his life, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for the man of God. I thank you for health and strength and peace, God. I thank you, Father God, continually to open up the eyes of his understanding. And the revelation that you have given the men of God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. You are truly worthy, God. We give you all the glory and honor and praise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. You are truly worthy, God. You are truly worthy of all the glory.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And all the honor. And all the praise. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. I pray, amen, and glory to God. And at this time, Apostle, do you have any last words?
Last words, I just encourage folk, please, again, get your expectation up. Be looking for miracles. The places where the enemy has just said no to you and no about your situation, change that to a yes this month. Just see that as a yes. Just see God. No, just say where there's been a no and a no, you can't do that. Change it to a yes. Throughout this month, this is a miracle month. This is March miracles, miracles March, March for, miracles for this month, all right?
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. And again, Apostle, we just thank you for your faithfulness. We love you, and glory to God. Glory to God.
Well, we love you all, too. Praise God for kingdom building. Yes.
Okay, you can go ahead.
No,
all our listeners, we just continue to give a shout out to you. And Apostle, do you have anything else to say?
No. Praise God. Praise God. Just a blessing.
Glory to God.
I appreciate the opportunity to be on Blog Talk tonight. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay, so at this time, we're going to close out. And remember, Kingdom Builders International love you, but God loves you even more. Glory to God. And all of you have a blessed rest of the evening. Good night.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Somebody shout hallelujah to the King tonight. Church, are you ready to take back all that the enemy has stolen? Reclaim the systems of this world for the kingdom of this world. I become the kingdom of our Lord. How can we walk around and tell them, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back? Tonight, Father, we reclaim the mountain. We go forth in the power and authority. Come on, let's see, lift it down. Straight
can't you hear? Can't you hear the call of the warrior? Can't you feel the courage of God?
Now's the time.
Now's the time. Can't you hear the sound? It's a warrior sound. Let me hear you say,
come on, come on.